the thing you control them with while you're driving?
Our lines.
Plowing is?
Plow lines, you.
Okay.
Or leather lines, either. They have leather lines.
Okay.
Used to.
And when you're riding them, bring it back, what you control them with?
The battery.
Okay. And what you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
Okay. And you have a special term for the horse on the left when you're plowing? The horse on the left side.
I'm not even.
The horse on the left side when you're plowing or something? Thing you have on. Lead horse or nigh horse or. Okay.
Don't get that one.
Okay, when you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I guess you'd call him a lead horse. I don't know.
Okay. If someone slipped on ice or something and fell like this, you'd say he fell
backwards.
Okay. And if he fell like this,
forwards.
Okay. Okay, in the trenches cut by a plow.
F-E-R-R-O-W.
Okay. And if you have a lot of shrubs and trees and stuff, and you don't want them there, you say, we
cut them down.
Okay, or you say,
dig them up.
Huh?
Dig them up.
Okay, or would you say clear it up or shrub?
Yeah, you can say clear it up. It would all mean the same.
Okay. What do you call it? If you go over and cut things a second time, what do you call the dry grass, the dead grass that's left over in the ground? Thing of aftermath or lattermath or. You ever heard those?
Well, it would be aftermath. You know, the mass that you leave would be the aftermath of the shrubbery and stuff that you leave.
Okay.
But the dead grass, I just call that dead grass.
Okay. And wheat, you tie that up in?
Bones.
Okay. And let's see, you could say, we raised 40 what of sheep, of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Okay. And what do you do with oats? If you know, you're raising oats. You gotta separate the oats from, separate the grain from the rest of it. You say,
thrash, T-H-R-E-S-H.
How do you do that?
Well, you have a machine to do it with, that they thrash it.
Did you ever remember any other way of doing it? Okay. Okay, if you're talking about, you and somebody else, you might say, would you say, both of us will do it, or all two of us will do it, or what?
Both of us.
Okay.
Both, we both will do it.
Okay, and, let's see, do you call, what do you call, if you talk to more than one person, like you talk to everybody in this room, and you don't say you might say.
You just talk and don't personate anybody.
No, I mean, would you say y'all or you all or
yeah.
What?
If I'm already, yes, sir, let's go somewhere. I say, y'all come on, let's go.
Okay. Y'all means more than one.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Means the whole group. Y'all means the whole group.
Okay.